These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? I certainly hope so. Let's meet them.
I'm Paul, I'm 46, I'm a priest from Middlesbrough.
I'm Amy, I'm 29, I'm a logistics administrator originally from Aberdeen.
I'm Dave, I'm 35, I'm a financial advisor from Bristol.
I'm Carol, I'm 64, a retired town council officer from Wiltshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Paul. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hi.
Man of the cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
Which denomination?
I'm Catholic priest.
OK, and whereabouts are you based?
I've been a priest for 20 years in Middlesbrough.
Good for you. What do you get up to relax?
The odd game of golf and a bit of science fiction, yeah. Yeah. The golf's very odd, but I love the science fiction.
When you say sci-fi...
Doctor Who, Tom Baker, 1970s. Yeah, all of that stuff.
Really?
Just because I remember it when I was a kid.
And, yeah.
You know.
Fair enough. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Family's dead important. I've got two nephews and two nieces, so I'd take them out for a day. Maybe Harry Potter World.
All right. Paul, I wish you luck. This is the cash build around. Let's get your nieces and nephews to Harry Potter World. You ready?
Think so.
Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Your time starts now. When will that be? Say the bells of Stepney is from what rhyme?
Oranges and Lemons.
Correct. Dancer avec les stars is the French version of what British TV show?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Correct. What number hour is used to mean at the latest possible time?
The 11th.
Correct. Which England football captain announced that he would leave Liverpool in 2015?
Stephen Gerrard.
Correct. Equinophobia is another name for a fear of what animals?
Horses.
Correct. When in Scotland, which royal is known as the Earl of Strathern?
Prince Charles.
William. In 1965, Ford introduced what range of commercial vans to the UK?
Transit.
Correct. What supermarket chain began as an egg and butter stall in Bradford, 1899?
Morrison's.
Correct. What word follows Cookie and So Solid to give the names of two chart acts?
True.
Correct. On a bottle, a label with a skull and crossbones indicates what?
Poison.
Correct. George Clooney and Chris O'Donnell play the title characters in what 97 film?
Batman and Robin.
Correct. Well, that weren't a bad start, was it? Did you say a prayer before you came on, Paul?
No, we're a team of two.
Yeah, you bet. £10,000.
Woohoo!
Let's see what the offers are when we get to the table. Time to face a chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the Dark Destroyer? He had a sense of humour failure years ago and still hasn't had it fixed. Is it the Cinnamon, though? So fast, he makes Formula One look like the school run. Or could it be the Beast? So big, he doesn't have a left and right. He's got an east and west. Or maybe it's the governess. She's done a bit of babysitting, but only when prison officers want the night off. Perhaps it could be Jenny the Vixen Ryan. So hot, she could melt a chalk ice at 100 yards. Who do you want to take on, Paul?
Fancy the Cinnamon. Got to put him right, haven't I?
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it. Time to bring on the chaser. Who is it? Let's see. Oh, it is. Yeah. I tell you what, you are playing for two, aren't you? Well done, mate. Great choice. It comes across the bridge. He is indeed the Cinnamon, Paul Sinha.
Hello, Paul.
Hiya, Paul.
Last night, I had a bit of a nightmare about a man of the cloth who had a working knowledge of London grime collective So Solid Crew. Turns out that the nightmare has come true, and there you are standing in front of me. You've clearly got a wide breadth of knowledge.
Absolutely. Let's put some money on the table. £10,000. You can change your starting position now, Paul, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£2,000.
Thank you, but if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
Obviously, you're not going to take £2,000, but you may have come here to take this. £50,000.
Right, have a chat with your team. Carol?
Paul. That was absolutely astounding. We would like you back with that wealth of knowledge, so... Yeah. Make up your own mind. If it was me, I'd go for the middle offer.
Thank you, Dave.
I think, again, £50,000 is a massive offer, but you did so well in the cash builder, we need you here. If it was me, I'd go for the £10,000.
Amy.
You just did amazingly to get 10,000, and I don't think it's worth the risk. I know 50,000 is an amazing amount of money, but 10,000 is as well, so I really think you should go for that, to be honest.
Thank you, team. 210, 50K. Paul, what'll it be?
I'm not doubting myself, but I think I was a little bit lucky with those questions, so I'm going to stick with the 10.
OK, 10 grand it is. Chaser?
The meek will inherit the earth, I believe they say.
Indeed, they will. Here we go. Paul, for 10 grand, the chase is on. Here's your first question. Good luck. Which of these TV shows was set in the Channel Islands? A, Bergerac, B, Boone, C, Bread. You've put Bergerac.
John Nettles, wasn't it?
Yeah, John Nettles. Correct answer is... Yeah, it goes right with Bergerac. Step closer to home. Well played. Chaser has put... Also goes right with Bergerac. Comes onto the tote. Here's your next question. Which of these kings reigned the earliest? A, Edward Longshanks, B, John Lackland, or C, Richard the Lionheart? You've put Edward Longshanks.
Never heard of John Lackland, Richard the Lionheart. I know that's the Crusades, so it's early. Just one hoping that...
Longshanks before.
Braveheart was a bit earlier.
Yeah, yeah. Correct answer is... Oh, bad luck, Richard the Lionheart. Stay where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Richard the Lionheart, starts to close the gap.
The dates.
Yes, please, I'd be delighted.
So the slightly confusing part of that question was Edward Longshanks, because no one really knows it was Edward Longshanks. That's Edward the First, and he was 1272 to 1307. And Richard the Lionheart was 1189 to 1199, and he was followed by his brother, King John. It was 1199 to 1216.
Thank you. Here's your next question. Rock the Baby and the Sleeper are classic tricks in which hobby? A, skateboarding, B, juggling, C, yo-yoing. You've put yo-yoing. I've heard of that, Rock the Baby.
I think you get all the string and the yo-yo still goes, don't you?
Yeah, correct answer is... Well played. Yo-yoing is right. Step closer home. Chase has put. Also goes with yo-yoing. Remains the two behind with three from home. Here's next question. How was Pepsi known when it was invented in 1893? A, Adam's Ale. B, Brad's Drink. C, Charlie's Coke. Adam's Ale, Brad's Drink. You've put Adam's Ale.
Yeah, Brad's Drink, I think that's for you. And Charlie's Coke, I'm not sure. I'm hoping it's not just a rip-off of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, yeah. Correct answer is... Brad's Drink it is. How about that? Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Does he close the gap? Yes, he does. A move to within one. Good job, we didn't go for that 50K. We'd be out. Chaser?
If my information in my head is correct, I think Pepsi was invented by Caleb Bradham. And I think it's from his surname.
Right, thank you very much indeed. Here's your next question. Here we go. An echinate animal is covered with what? A, spines, B, scales, C, spots. Let's see what you've put, Paul. You've put... spines.
Don't think it's spots. Toss up between A and B.
Correct answer is... Well played, spines it is. Step closer home, Chase has put... Goes also right with spines. Oh, it's a good match, this. Sticks with us. Here's your next question. In the financial abbreviations APR and LIBOR, what does the R mean? A, rate, B, ratio, C, relationship. You've put rate.
I think that's what it stands for in APR anyway, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Correct answer is... Yeah, it goes right with rate. One from home, very good. Chase has put... Yep, remains the one behind. One more and we're through. Good luck. Here's next question. Why was George Best shown a red card during a match on the first day they were used in English football? A, using bad language. B, deliberate handball. C, flashing his bottom. Oh, great question, though, to be fair. For an opening match. You have put using bad language.
Just imagining, knowing his lifestyle, he might have not been in the best of shape when he turned out.
Correct answer is, come on, Paul. Come on, mate. Come on. Well played. Chaser?
Paul was going to be superb in that final chase.
Hey, Paul. Great, mate. Well played. Yeah, no, terrific. Seriously, really, really well played. Thank you. First player up, first player through. Congratulations. Next to face the chaser, it's Amy. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thanks, Badders.
Now, originally from Aberdeen.
Yes.
Where are you based now?
I'm just outside of Cambridge in a little town called St. Ives.
Yeah. Can I ask you about your hair?
You may ask about my hair, yes.
It's the same sort of colour as your jumper.
Well, yeah, it was influenced by the jumper. I've had it various colours in the past, pink, blue, purple, everything in between, so I thought, put them all on at the same time.
I like it.
I think more people should do it.
I agree, yeah. All right, and what do you do for a living?
I'm a logistics administrator for a grain merchant. A lot of farmy, agricultural kind of trucks.
All right, now, what do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, my husband and I are both big fans of wrestling, like as in sports entertainment, as it's known. it's not real per se, but the WWE.
Can I ask you something? So you know that it's not real.
Yeah.
It's fabricated.
Yeah.
So, but you still go along with it?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like a soap opera almost. That's how I see it.
Okay. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd love to go to see a WrestleMania show, which is the big wrestling show they do every year. It's usually in America, so I'd love to go to the next one of that with
my
husband.
Amy, let's get you and your husband away to America to see the WrestleMania. Good luck. Your time starts now. Gas mark is a temperature setting on what kitchen appliance?
Oven.
Correct. Whose greatest hits compilation was called Hits Out of Hell?
AC/DC.
Meatloaf. Which tennis player got married 4 days after winning Wimbledon in 2014?
Andy Murray.
Novak Djokovic. What Surrey town gives its name to a form of magnesium sulfate?
Don't know.
Epsom. A chiromancer is a fortune teller who reads what parts of the body?
Hands.
Correct, palms. Owen Colfer created a book series about which teenage criminal mastermind?
Pass.
Artemis Fowl. Paul McCartney and Steve Wozniak both co-founded companies featuring what name?
Apple.
Correct. The sitcom Raised by Wolves is set in a council estate in what city?
Leeds.
Wolverhampton. Who's the only US president with a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame?
Ronald Reagan.
Correct. Garam masala is a mixture of spices associated with what country's food?
India.
Correct. Very good. Amy, excellent. £5,000. No, it's good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Paul.
What an interesting team we got here, from Technicolor Dreamcoat to Technicolor Hair. Let me tell you now, Amy, you're not as good as Paul, but then nor am I, to be fair. But you are a lot better than I was hoping you were going to be.
Well, there you go. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Very good, Amy. Absolutely right. Let's put the money on the table, £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
I suspect this is the first of two utterly irrelevant offers. £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
This will really set the game up. £25,000.
Oh, have a chat with your team. Thank you, Carol.
Amy, darling, you did brilliantly. £5,000 is a huge amount. Go for the top one if you want to. I think you could do it. It's your decision in the end.
Dave.
Well, you've got to remember that he's shaken now, having come up against Paul. So you might want to go for the top offer, but 5,000 or the 25, I'd say go for it.
Paul.
You are a good player. I think take the 5,000, come back here.
Thank you very much. Amy, let's do this. 1,000, 5,000, 25,000 pounds, what'll it be?
I'm just going to stick with the 5,000 that I earned.
Stick with the five, that's good. Chaser.
Anybody who's prepared openly to say on television that wrestling is fake is all right with me.
All right, here we go. Amy, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these songs was a hit for Girls Aloud? A, ugly. B, unpretty. C, sexy. No, no, no. You've put sexy, no, no, no.
Yeah, I used to be a big Girls Aloud fan, seen them live, seen them singing that song.
Correct answer is... Excellent, step close to home, well done, Chase has put. Goes also with really sexy, no, no, no.
I spent 18 months as Nadine Coyle in a tribute band.
Here's the next question. The Bulgarian artist Christo is famous for doing what to buildings? A, photographing them. B, wrapping them. C, licking them. You've put wrapping them.
I don't know. It sounds like something some sort of mad artist might do. Licking doesn't sound like something anyone would do. And photographing, a bit boring.
Correct answer is... Yeah, it is wrapping them. Chaser has put... Yeah, it's clever.
The Reichstag building in Berlin is the one that most famously wrapped.
Brilliant. It's great stuff. Here's your next question. An ergograph measures and records the work done by what part of the body? A, brain. B, muscles. C, lungs. We're very quick on the mark. This is great. You've put... He's never heard of it. This could be good for us. If we get lucky here, you've put muscles. Do you know this?
I just know that, like, they talk about ergonomic seats and things, like, in the office, so I thought maybe that was so that your muscles don't spasm up or something, but...
Correct answer is... Oh, come on. Amy, let's get rocking. Well played. Step close to home. Muscles we put. Chaser has put. And goes with brain. Game opens. That number two from home. Excellent. Well played, Amy. Here's your next question. Which word was used to describe King Ludwig II, who ruled Bavaria from 1864 to 1886? A, mad. B, bad. C, dangerous.
My brain's gone.
We are flying. You've put mad.
He sounds mad.
Doesn't he? Correct answer is...
Come on, Ludwig. There he
Step
is.
Close to home. Mad is correct. Chase has put... Goes also right.
Ludwig II, or the Mad, was best known for, you know, the castle Neuschwanstein, the big fairy tale castle in on the mountains in Bavaria. Well, that was his big idea.
Right. Thank you very much indeed. We are four ahead and one from home. Here's your next question. Which winner of the X Factor is the daughter of former Soul to Soul singer Melissa Bell? A, Alexandra Burke. B, Leanne Pinnock. Or C, Leona Lewis? I know which one it isn't, that's for sure. You have put Leanne Pinnock.
I hadn't heard that the other two were daughters of anyone famous, so I thought Soul to Soul singer would be too young to be a parent of either of the other two.
To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... It's Ooh. Alexandra Burke.
Interesting.
Now then, staying where you are, Chaser has put, he should get this. And does. Moves to within three, we're one from home. Come on, Amy. Here's your next question. In cricket, which of these fielding positions is furthest from the batsman on strike? A, leg slip. B, silly point. C, third man. You've put silly point.
This is pure guess.
Yeah.
Cricket is the worst subject I could possibly have a question on. I don't know anything about it, so...
To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... It's third man. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put... Goes right with third man. Moves to within two. You were one from home. Here's your next question. Tea is native to which country? A, Japan. B, Turkey. C, China. You have put... Oh.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, no. What?
Oh, you did a face.
Did I?
Yeah. I'm worried now.
You've put China.
Well, I know it seems like, you know, talk about all the tea in China.
No, they do talk about all the tea
so
in China.
What are they talking about if it's not true, you know?
Well, to go through with £5,000, correct answer is...
bag anything. You sneaky.
Brilliant, brilliant. Oof. Of course it's China. OK, excellent stuff. Well done, you, Amy.
You're
through.
You.
Two up and Thanks two through. Much. Yeah, well played. Sorry to be fibbing with you then, but well played. Brilliant.
Well done.
Two up and two through and 15 grand.
It's the way the show goes. I'm facing two very good players for £15,000 already. They're a very good team.
There you have it. Dave's up after the break. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next Face the Chaser, it's Dave. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hello.
From Bristol?
Not originally, but I've been there 20 years now, so...
Where are you from originally, then?
A little place called Camberley, near Guildford.
OK, you're a financial advisor?
I am, the new rock and roll pensions.
Love it, love it. And what do you get up to in your spare time?
In my spare time, I drive a rally car.
Well, that's a much different pastime from your job. That's
Yeah, it's very different from numbers.
Yeah.
It's a lot more fun while it's working, but it's a little bit broken at the moment.
And what sort of car is it?
It's a Subaru Impreza.
Very good. What would you say the car would be worth?
Oh, at the moment, very little, because it went through a hay bale at 60 miles an hour.
Did it?
Yes.
Were you in it?
I think I have to admit to have been driving it at the time.
Dave, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
My girlfriend thinks that I would buy her a transporter van because that's what I've convinced her she really needs for the dog and the kids, but I'd actually buy a transporter van so that I could go rallying.
I like your style, Dave. Right then, you ready?
I think so.
Good luck, your time starts now. What colour is the flesh of a white grape?
White.
Green. In March 1990, thousands protested in London against what tax?
The poll tax.
Correct. Which future Oscar-winning actress was in TV's The Darling Buds of May?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Correct. What word precedes stick and gloss in the names of cosmetic products?
Lip.
Correct. Which American inventor had over 1,200 patents in other countries?
Thomas Edison.
Correct. Dodoma replaced what city as the official capital of Tanzania in 1974?
I don't know.
Dar es Salaam. The South Pole has how many consecutive months of darkness each year?
Six.
Correct. Which British actor played Mr. Brown in the Emma Thompson film Nanny McPhee?
Stephen Fry.
Colin Firth. The former Irish currency, the punt, was divided into 100 what?
Punters.
It's pence. Who was the singing sister of Richard Carpenter?
Karen Carpenter.
Correct. Which Walter Scott title character was disinherited? Bad luck, Dave. No time to get there for you, but £6,000. That's all right.
Yeah, not
we
bad.
Are moving along nicely. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Dave.
Good afternoon.
I think there's every chance your quizzing is as dangerous as your driving.
Oh, nothing can be that dangerous.
No. We'll put some money on the table, though, for you, Dave. Three steps ahead of the cinema, there we go, £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
-£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
Bear in mind that this is 3 million punters, £30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Carol.
Again, you've done really, really well. 6,000 is an awful lot of money. Get back here and make the team full for the final chase.
Amy.
Yeah, we've already got a lot of money back. I think £6,000 would be more than enough for you to bring back.
Paul.
I think we're building a good team. Come and be a co-pilot and bring £6,000 back.
Excellent stuff. All right, let's do this. -2, 630K. What'll it be?
Well, it's not -2.
Didn't think it would be, to be fair.
My girlfriend, who definitely wants that van, told me not to mess about, take the middle offer, so £6,000.
Perfect, it is six. Thank you, Chaser.
I think he'll get back, and I think a super team is developing.
Here we go. Dave for £6,000, the chase is on. Good luck, mate. Here's your first question. In what trade could you make English bond and monk bond patterns? A, bricklaying. B, pipe fitting. C, shoemaking. You've put bricklaying.
It's a guess. I can't see that you make many patterns pipe fitting, and I'd have heard of it if it was shoemaking, although I don't know why. So, bricklaying.
Correct answer is... It is bricklaying. Well done. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with bricklaying. No problem at all. Here's next question. In which film did Marilyn Monroe's character say, real diamonds? they must be worth their weight in gold. A, bus stop. B, some like it hot. C, the 7-year itch. You've put bus stop.
It's the only Marilyn Monroe film I don't recognise. So I went with that because I don't know that it's in the other two.
Correct answer is... It's some like it hot. Staying where you are, Chase has put. Goes right with some like it hot. Comes down the table, moves them within two.
If I remember right, two of our musicians, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, they end up fleeing to Miami, having witnessed the St. Valentine's Day massacre, in drag. But then when Tony Curtis spots Marilyn Monroe, he adopts this plan to pretend to be a millionaire owner of Shell Oil.
What Tony Curtis does, of course, when he's trying to chat Marilyn Monroe up is...
impersonate Cary Grant.
Indeed. Here's your next question. As the crow flies, which of these places is closest to Liverpool? A, Blackpool. B, Hartlepool. C, Pontypool. You have put Blackpool.
Up there on the northwest coast?
Yeah, it is. Correct answer is... please let it be Blackpool. It is as well. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put... goes right to Blackpool. Chase is two behind. We're three from home. Here's your next question. What farm is the setting of the children's TV series Shaun the Sheep? A, Mossy Bottom. B, Soggy Bottom. C, Toffee Bottom. You've put Soggy Bottom.
I know I should get this from Bristol. I'm Shaun the Sheep and Aardman and everything, but it just feels about right.
Correct answer is... it's Mossy Bottom. Staying where you are, Chase has put. He could close the gap here to one. And does. Wow, moves from within one, three from home. This has got to be right to stay in it. Here's your next question. Which monarch initiated the Royal Ascot race meeting? A, Queen Anne. B, Queen Mary II. C, Queen Victoria. Need an answer. Good play. Let's see what you've put. You have put Queen Victoria.
I thought it was the sport of kings, so I was a bit at a loss there.
Yeah. You've put Queen Victoria. It's got to be right. Correct answer is... Queen Anne. All right, staying where you are. If the Chase has put Queen Anne, you're out. What do you think?
I think he'll know it.
Chase has put... Queen Anne it is. Well, I'm sorry to lose you, Dave. I really am. I think you're a very good player. However, you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you.
I think he had quite a lot of breadth of knowledge and I'm delighted to have got rid of him.
Indeed. Only Carol is left to play. There is £15,000 in the prize fund. Here's the questions. Will she take away from that 15 grand? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Last up, it's Carol. Welcome to the show, Carol.
Hello, Bradley.
And you're from Wiltshire?
Devizes.
Devizes. You are retired town councillor, is that correct?
Town council officer.
Right, town council officer. OK, what do you get up to now? You're retired.
I run a youth musical theatre group in Wiltshire for school children from 8 years old. I do that with my husband, so he's dragged in.
Good for you, excellent stuff. And if you want some money today, Carol, what would you do?
I'd like to treat those kids by taking them up to London for a big show.
Wow. Let's see if we can get your kids to the West End. Should we do that?
Yes, please.
All right, good luck, Carol. Your time starts now. Be like Dad, keep Mum was a propaganda slogan from what World War?
World War II.
Correct. In 2009, Lily Allen played herself in what Australian soap?
Neighbours.
Correct. Vivian Westwood was the former partner of which manager of the Sex Pistols?
Sorry, I've forgotten.
Malcolm McLaren. Which Egyptian queen appears in the title of plays by Shaun Shakespeare?
Nefertiti.
Cleopatra. What position did François Mitterrand hold from 1981 to 1995?
President of France.
Correct. What aircraft company made RAF planes called the Hurricane and Hunter?
Hawker Siddeley.
Correct. In the 50s, what game retired its rocking horse and purse playing tokens?
No, don't know.
Monopoly. The Aqua Appia was the first Roman example of what structure?
Aqueduct.
Correct. Once Upon a Christmas Song was a hit for which Peter Kay character?
Pass.
Geraldine. Oh. Geraldine. But that's OK. I tell you what, Carol, £5,000. Are you a gambler?
I have been known.
Really?
Depends on the offer.
Well, I was expecting a straight no. Well, that's interesting. Right, it's time to face the chaser.
Hello, Carol.
Hello.
You talk a good game, and you are very good, but I don't believe you for a second when you say that you might be brave enough or bold enough to go for the higher offer.
I'm both brave and bold, but we'll see what you put on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Carol, let's put our money on the table that won in the cash builder. Here we go. So far, £5,000. But if you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
Minus £3,000.
Thank you. But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Go for it, Carol. £45,000.
Thank you very much indeed. Have a chat with your team. Amy.
Carol, I think that you've done really well and you are a good player, but we really want you back here for the final chase. So £5,000, I think, for me.
Paul?
Hawker Siddeley, I wouldn't have got that for all the tea in China, so please come back to the team. £5,000.
Thank you very much. Minus three. £45,000. What'll it be?
I'm not going to go for the high offer. And I would not take the low offer. So I'm going to go with the five and hope for the best.
Good for you, Carol. Five it is, Chaser.
That is the right thing to do.
Excellent. Here we go. Carol for £5,000. The chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What was the title of Dennis Waterman's autobiography? A. Remorse. B. Reminder. Or C, Remembrance. You've put Reminder.
I've put Reminder because of Minder.
Sure.
Which was his show. He wrote the theme tune, sung the theme tune and got the T-shirt. So I'm just hopeful that's the one.
Correct answer is... Well played. Reminder it is. Step closer home. Chaser has put. Yeah, it goes right with...
I could be so good for you. Do, do, do.
There you are. Here's the next question. A flying buttress is a common feature of which architectural style? A, Baroque. B, Gothic. C, Neoclassical. You've put... Gothic.
I'm not sure, but I've got a picture in my head of a flying buttress in a building.
Correct answer is... Well played. Gothic it is. Well played. Step closer home. Chase has put. Goes right also with Gothic.
I was between Baroque and a hard place.
Here's the next question. Who appeared as the singer in a band in the film Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire? A, Damon Albarn. B, Brett Anderson. C, Jarvis Cocker. You've put Jarvis Cocker.
It was a toss-up between Damon Albarn and Jarvis Cocker.
Correct answer is... Great choice, Jarvis Cocker. Step closer home, well done. Chase has put. Pretty straightforward. Here's the next question. What would you be using if you required an STD code? A, cash point. B, telephone. C, ointment. You've put... telephone.
Yes.
Happy with that?
I'm very happy with that. It's definitely not C.
Correct answer is... telephone is right. Step closer home. Well done. Chase has put... Got his telephone. Remains a trip to home, one from home. Here's your next question. In 1932, who landed at Culmore Northern Ireland after her solo flight across the Atlantic? A. Amelia Earhart. B. Amy Johnson. C. Beryl Markham. You've put Amy Johnson.
I think Amelia Earhart went all the way to France. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... It's Amelia Earhart. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Yeah, closes the gap, comes down to within two of us, goes right with Amelia Earhart. Here's your next question. Which medical condition is also called tinea? A, nettle rash. B, chickenpox. C, ringworm. You've put ringworm. What makes you think it's that?
I know nettle rash is urticaria.
Yeah.
And I think chickenpox is called something else.
Yeah. To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... Well played. Very good. Well played, mate. Last round.
Got the knowledge, hasn't she?
Yes.
My prediction is that we're not going to see that much of Carol until I start getting stuff wrong in my final chase.
Ooh.
And that is when I think Carol's going to start coming into her own.
Carol, well played you.
Thank you.
Tremendous. Well done. Thank you very much indeed. Three Brilliant. Players and £20,000. Excellent.
Well done.
Yeah, well done indeed.
Scary stuff.
Carol, Amy and Paul are through to the final chase. Total prize fund is £20,000. That's not bad, is it, at 5 o'clock, folks? We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Carol, Amy and Paul have made it through to the final chase. There's £20,000 in the prize fund, £6,666 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected set...
B, Bradley.
Set B. Thank you very much. That means, of course, the Cineman gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chase, and there it is. That's a big advantage. Please make that pay. I wish you luck. The time starts... Now, and what part of the body is a bowler worn?
Oh.
Your head.
Correct. Cricketer Don Bradman played for what country?
Oh.
Australia.
Correct. Noel and Louise are A&E receptionists in what TV drama?
Oh.
Casualty.
Correct. What Rembrandt painting has the Dutch title De Nachtwacht?
Oh. The Night Watch.
Correct. What's the maximum age of an octogenarian?
Oh.
80.
89. What was the first UK number one for Bucks Fizz?
Amy.
Making your mind up.
Correct. Treacle is produced when what foodstuff is refined?
Oh.
Sugar.
Correct. What South African city was previously called Port Natal?
Oh.
Pass.
Durban. What liquid is added to sand and cement to make mortar?
Oh.
Water.
Correct. In what 2011 film did John Sessions play Edward Heath?
The Queen.
The Iron Lady. O Fortuna is a movement in what Karl Orff composition?
Carol. Carmina Burana.
Correct. What word comes from the Latin for Middle Ages?
Amy.
Medieval.
Correct. Plymouth and London are varieties of what alcoholic drink?
Amy.
Gin.
Correct. Which cartoon duck has a name that means foolish?
Carol.
Daffy.
Correct. Leo de Grance was the father-in-law of which legendary king?
Oh.
Harold.
King Arthur. A paediatrician specialises in treating what patients?
Amy.
Children.
Correct. The coyote is native to what continent?
Oh.
America.
Need more,
North
please?
North America.
Correct. In 2014, which Cuban ballet dancer received a CBE?
Oh.
Pass.
Carlos Acosta. How many of Henry VIII's wives were beheaded?
Amy.
Two.
Correct. George Baker played which Ruth Rendell policeman on television?
Oh.
Inspector Wexford.
Correct. What confectionery company makes cream eggs and mini eggs?
Amy.
Cadbury's.
Correct. NASA's Landsat program observes what planet? That would have been Earth. Good. 19. Well done, folks.
Well done.
Happy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. I should say so. Time to bring back the chaser. Good team.
That's a par two, slightly above par score for a team of your talents. Well done for playing as a team.
Here we go. Now, remember, if the Cineman gets a question wrong and the team get it right, they push him back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chase, your time starts now. Olympic fencing features three types of what weapon?
Sword.
Correct. FRX is a medical abbreviation for what type of bone injury?
Fracture.
Correct. What Britpop band had a hit with Sunday Morning Call?
Blur.
Stop the clock, that is wrong.
It's not going to be Oasis, Blur.
I don't know your
call. Pulp?
I don't know. I haven't heard of it, but...
No, go for your call.
No, I don't know. Let's try Pulp.
I have nothing.
Need an answer?
We're guessing Pulp.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Oasis.
Ah!
Here we go. 17 required. Your time starts again now. In what decade did the Liberal Party merge with the SDP?
The 1980s.
Correct. A bloomer and baton are types of what food item?
Bread.
Correct. Will Smith starred as James West in what 1999 film?
Pass.
Stop the clock. Will Smith starred as James West in what 1999 film?
Wild Wild West.
It is Wild Wild West. Well played. We push the chaser back. 16 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What colour are the flowers of the marsh marigold?
Yellow.
Correct. Count Vronsky is a character in what Tolstoy novel?
Anna Karenina.
Correct. Hanna Mantikova was a leading player in what
tennis.
Sport? Correct. What TV soap features the Flying Horse pub on Jubilee Terrace?
EastEnders.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Hollyoaks.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Coronation Street. 13 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. The Polish city of Krakow lies on what river?
The Vistula.
Correct. Palm Sunday is how many weeks before Easter Sunday?
One.
Correct. Achromatic vision is an inability to see what?
Colour.
Correct. In what Carry On film does Charles Hawtrey play Chief Big Heap?
Carry On Indian.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
It must be Carry On Cowboy.
Yes, Carry On Cowboy is correct. We push the chaser back. Now 11 required. 51 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. Which king was guillotined at the Place de la Révolution?
Louis XVI.
Correct. Basmati rice originated on what continent?
Asia.
Correct. Who was the US president during the first Gulf War?
George Bush Sr.
Correct. What football club played at Burnden Park until 1997?
Baltimore Wanderers.
Correct. SNN is the code for what Irish airport?
Shannon.
Correct. In Disney's The Lion King, what relation is Scar to Mufasa?
Uncle.
Stop the clock.
Yeah, it's his brother. Yeah. Definitely brother. Bradley.
Yeah, it's correct. We push the chaser back. 7 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Who defeated the English at the Battle of Bannockburn?
Scots.
Correct. What does a bibliothek steal?
Books.
Correct. Night Waltz is a song for what Sondheim musical?
A Little Night Music.
Correct. What motorway connects Manchester to Leeds?
The M62.
Correct. The fourth pillar of Islam is fasting during what month?
Ramadan.
Correct. Say You'll Be There was a number one for what female group?
Spice Girls.
Correct. What colour period came before Picasso's? No, time is up! Whoa, that was tight. What colour period came before Picasso's I stopped on and then Rose period? Answer would have been?
Blue.
Difference between £6,666 or nothing is three words. That's how tight it was. Five chances to push back, three executed. Chaser needed one. Well, how do you feel?
Good game.
Shocked. Amazed. Proud of these guys.
Very proud of the team.
I just came to have a go at the quiz. I'm absolutely overwhelmed.
Well, I've got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you. Very good team. 20 grand. Split it between the three of you. Carol, Amy, Paul, you haven't been caught. You've outrun the chaser. How close was that?
Well, just goes to show that pop culture is the great leveller. I mean, we know what River the Krakow is, but we don't know any more than you on Carry On films and Disney films. So, well done. Very well played.
I have to say, I thought you played really well too. So, who'd have known that the flying horse was on a terrace in Coronation Street? Certainly not me, and I was in it. I'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.